Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on designing and arranging a retro rave, old school jungle ARP atmosphere for jungle and DNB vibes. Today we are not just making a loop, we are building one of those classic moving, urgent, slightly blurry synth parts that sits above the drums and bass, and makes the whole track feel alive. In jungle, a good ARP can do a lot of heavy lifting. It can fill the gaps between break hits, add tension before a drop, and give your track that nostalgic, period-correct rave energy. So the mindset here is simple. Don't think, how do I make a huge lead? Think, how do I make a supporting hook that drives the section forward without stealing the spotlight? Let's get into it. First, set up your project around 174 BPM. That puts us right in classic DNB territory and helps you hear the ARP in the right kind of energy from the start. Create three basic tracks, drums, bass, and ARP atmosphere. Your drums can be a breakbeat loop or a simple kick and snare pattern. Your bass can just be a placeholder sub or reese for now, and then we'll build the ARP on its own track. This is important because ARPs in jungle work best when they interact with the rhythm. If you design the sound in isolation, it might feel great by itself but fall apart once the drums and bass come in. So keep the arrangement view open, loop 8 bars, and build with the whole groove in mind. Now let's make the synth sound. For this, use a stock Ableton instrument like Operator or Waveatable. Both are perfect for this kind of beginner-friendly retro rave texture. If you use Operator, start with a bright wave form like Saw. Keep the amp envelope short and punchy. Fast attack, a decay somewhere around 200 to 500 milliseconds, sustain fairly low, and a short release. You want it plucky, not pad-like. If it feels too clean, add a tiny bit of detune by layering another instance or slightly shifting pitch. If you use Waveatable, choose an analog-style table and keep unison simple at first, maybe two voices. Add a little detune, but not too much. Again, short envelope, quick attack, short decay, and enough sustain to keep the notes present. The goal is a sound that feels like a rave chord chopped into motion. Bright, but controlled. Old school, but not weak. You want it to feel like it could sit above a breakbeat and still feel musical. Now for the MIDI pattern. This is where a lot of beginners overcomplicate things. Don't do that here. In jungle, groove matters more than fancy note choice. Start with a simple minor-based idea. Three or four notes is enough. For example, if you are in F minor, you could use F, AB, C, and EB, but you do not need to use all of them at once. Try repeating just three notes in a pattern, with a few rests. That space is important. Let the break breathe. A strong beginner approach is a 1/8-note ARP, with occasional gaps, or a 1/16 pulse where every fourth note is removed. Think in two bar cells. A tiny idea repeats, then changes slightly on the second bar. That's a very classic old school DNB move. And keep an eye on note length. Shorter notes feel sharper and more authentic. Slightly longer notes can blur into a wash. Both can work, but if the drums are busy, shorter is usually safer. Once the notes are in place, add movement with filtering. Put auto filter after the synth. Start with a low pass filter and bring the cutoff down so sound feels a bit distant at first. Set resonance moderately, not too high. Too much resonance can make the ARP whistle over the snare, and that is a fast way to lose the groove. Now automate the cutoff. A classic move is to start muffled and slowly open the filter over 8 bars. That gives you a rising tension curve, which is perfect for an intro or build. You can also close the filter slightly before a drop to create a bit of pressure, then open it again when the section lands. This is where the ARP starts becoming more than just a pattern. It starts telling a story. Next, add space with delay and reverb, but keep it under control. DNB mixes can get muddy very fast. Use echo or simple delay. A good starting point is 1/8 or dotted 1/8, with feedback somewhere around 15 to 35%. Filter the repeat so the low end doesn't pile up. If the delay is too obvious, lower the dry/wet and let it sit behind the main synth. Then add reverb. Keep the decay moderate, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. If possible, use a pre-delay so the transient stays clear. And after the reverb, use EQA to cut the low frequencies, usually somewhere below 200 to 400 Hz. That low cut is really important. In jungle and DNB, your kick, snare, and sub need space. The ARP should feel wide and atmospheric without stepping on the engine underneath. Now listen to the ARP against the drums. This is the part where the track starts to feel real. The ARP should answer the break, not fight it. If the break has busy ghost notes or a lot of movement, simplify the ARP. A common beginner mistake is filling every gap with notes. that can turn a jungle texture into something more like a trance arp, and that's not what we want here. Instead, let the arp occupy the holes in the rhythm. If the snare lands hard, make sure the arp leaves room around it. If needed, use a little groove pull swing, but keep it subtle. Around 10 to 25% is plenty. If your break already has a strong shuffle, don't overdo the swing. A good rule of thumb is this. If the arp starts competing with the snare, simplify it before you EQ it. Now let's control the tone. EQ8 and cut the low end below about 120 to 250 Hz. That keeps the arp out of the way of the kick and sub. If the sound is harsh, gently reduce some area around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs more shine, you can add a little lift around 8 to 12 kHz, but only if the mix can handle it. Then use saturator for a bit of grit and presence. Keep it subtle. A little saturation can make the arp feel more like old hardware or a sampled synth part, which is exactly the kind of texture that works in retro rave and old school jungle. If it starts sounding too modern and polished, this is one of the easiest ways to rough it up a little. At this point, you've got the basic sound. Now let's arrange it like a Revel DNB track. A great beginner structure is something like this: an intro with filtered arp and drums, then a build where the filter opens up, then a drop where the full arp comes in with drums and bass, then a breakdown where the arp becomes more spacious, and then a switch up where you change the rhythm, octave, or note order. You do not need a giant melody rewrite to create variation. Sometimes you just remove the arp for 4 bars before the drop, then bring it back full. Sometimes you duplicate the MIDI clip and change the last 2 bars. Sometimes you raise the arp by 1 octave for a short lift before the next section. That 1 octave shift is a big vibe control. Higher reads more rave, lower reads darker and more menacing. Even a small register change can make the whole section feel different. Another really useful trick is to think in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. DNB, especially old school jungle, often works really well when the arrangement feels like a DJ-friendly architecture. In bar 1 to 8, the arp might be filtered and subtle. In bar 9 to 16, the cutoff opens and delay increases. Then the drop lands at bar 17 with the arp slightly pulled back, so the drums and bass can hit harder. Then at bar 25, bring the arp back in a higher register for contrast. That kind of phrasing makes the music feel intentional. If you want more authenticity, try resampling the arp. This is a great old-school technique. Record 1 or 2 bars of the arp with its effects onto a new audio track. Then chop the audio, reverse a little piece, add a fade, or create a small stutter. It immediately gives the part more sampled character, which is very helpful for jungle vibes. It also makes the part feel less MIDI perfect and more alive. You do not have to resample everything. Even 1 resampled bar can become a fill or transition that adds real personality. Before you finish, do a final mix check. Ask yourself, can I still hear the kick and snare clearly? Is the sub clean and centered? Does the arp add energy without masking the break? Does the top end feel exciting rather than harsh? Use utility if you need to check mono compatibility, because even atmospheres need to behave in mono. If the stereo image is too wide, pull it back a bit. And if the mix feels cluttered, try lowering the reverb before you lower the dry sound. Often the space is the problem, not the actual synth. Let's quickly cover the biggest mistakes. Don't make the arp too busy. Fewer notes and more rests usually work better. Don't let reverb wash out the drums. High pass it and keep it short enough to stay controlled. Don't leave too much low end in the arp. Don't use too much resonance. And don't forget arrangement movement. A static arp loop can sound okay for a moment, but it will not carry a DNB section by itself. Here's a simple practice challenge you can do right after this lesson. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip an operator or wavitable. Write a simple minor key arp with only 3 or 4 notes. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff from low to medium over 8 bars. Add a subtle delay. Add EQ and cut the low end. Then loop it with a breakbeat and sub bass. Make 2 versions. One filtered and distant, and 1 brighter and more open. Finally, resample 1 bar and chop it into a short fill or transition. That's the whole idea. Build 1 arp that can work as an intro atmosphere, a drop support layer, or a breakdown texture. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, the arp is not just decoration. It is a supporting hook. Keep it plucky, bright, and controlled. Use filtering, delay and reverb to create motion. Cut the low frequency so the drums and sub stay strong. Arrange it in 8 and 16 bar phrases so it feels like a real track. And when in doubt, Simplify the notes and let the drums and bass carry the weight. That's how you get that retro rave jungle energy feeling alive. In the next step, try making three versions of the same ARP. One for the intro, one for the drop, and one for the breakdown. Keep the core MIDI idea the same, but change at least one musical detail and one processing detail in each version. That will teach you how to shape one idea into a full DNB arrangement without sounding repetitive. Nice work. Now go make it bounce.